news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
It could be the steroids speaking, or just Donald Trump's typical reckless, uninformed, and irresponsible behavior that prompted the coronavirus-infected president to tweet Tuesday afternoon that he had ordered all negotiations on a new COVID relief package to be stopped immediately, writing, quote, Nancy Pelosi is asking for $2.4 trillion to bail out poorly run, high-crime Democrat states, money that is no way related to COVID-19. I have instructed my representatives to stop negotiating until after the election, when immediately after I win, we will pass a major stimulus bill that focuses on hardworking Americans and small businesses. And then he goes on to say that he asked Mitch McConnell not to delay, but instead focus full time on approving Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court. He wrapped up this Twitter tirade by saying, our economy is doing well. The stock market is at record levels. Jobs and unemployment also coming back in record numbers. We are leading the world in economic recovery and
the best is yet to come.
Yeah, he wrote that. And none of that is true. None of it. In fact, his announcement sent stocks plunging. The Dow had been up over 200 points for the day, and when he tweeted at around 2:30 Tuesday afternoon, it went plummeting, closing at the end of the day down around 400 points. But Trump's Twitter tantrum continued. Seriously. He responded to a CNBC tweet that said, breaking news, Fed Chair Powell calls for more help from Congress, says there's a low risk of overdoing it. Trump retweeted that with a one-word comment, true, directly contradicting what he had tweeted earlier. And then he continued backtracking through a demented tweet storm. Late Tuesday night, Trump, still tweeting away, suggested Congress pass $25 billion for airline payroll support and $135 billion for paycheck protection program for small business and a $1,200 stimulus check for every American. But he had just said no more negotiations till after the election. Many people, both inside and outside of the White House, are wondering aloud if Trump's behavior was spurred perhaps by the cocktail of drugs he's been taking to treat COVID-19, including dexamethasone, a steroid that can cause mood swings and give a false level of energy and a sense of euphoria. Meanwhile, another one in Trump's inner circle, this time Stephen Miller, tested positive for coronavirus. The White House said it has completed, quote, all contact tracing for positive COVID-19 cases among its ranks, but the CDC announced that the White House had refused its offer to help with contact tracing. Some of those infected and their family members have said they've not heard from anyone regarding the spread of the virus. Meanwhile, Stephen Miller's wife, Katie, is Vice President Mike Pence's communications director. She tested positive for the coronavirus back in May. Mike Pence announced that he again tested negative Tuesday ahead of the debate Wednesday. After a prolonged battle against the plan, Mike Pence and his people finally consented to plans to separate the candidates by plexiglass dividers on the debate stage as a precaution. And if all that's not enough, another day, another blockbuster news story about the Trump administration, this time dealing with their heinous family separation policy. The New York Times reporting that when federal attorneys expressed concern about the welfare of the children caught up in Trump's immigrant policy, then Attorney General Jeff Sessions said he wasn't interested in their objections. The report included shorthand notes from a prosecutor who was on a phone call with Sessions. His notes read, "We need to take away children. If care about kids, don't bring them in. Won't give amnesty to people with kids," end quote. The report found that Sessions, Rod Rosenstein, and other top DOJ officials were a driving force behind the family separation policy. Rosenstein, the deputy attorney general at the time, said a week later that children of all ages should be prosecuted. Wow. Well, it's still hurricane season. It doesn't end until November 30th, and the Gulf Coast has been taking a beating, and now Delta is threatening. The storm intensified Tuesday. It's tropical storm force 40-mile-per-hour winds growing into a Category 4 storm with top sustained winds of 145 miles per hour in just 36 hours. That transformation, the fastest Atlantic hurricane growth on record. Forecasters say it'll cross the Gulf of Mexico and slam into Louisiana on Friday. The National Hurricane Center urging residents of the Gulf Coast from Louisiana to the Florida Panhandle to monitor the storm closely. Well, it was just yesterday we told you that the White House was rejecting the FDA's new rules on a coronavirus vaccine. Well, in another 180 reversal, the FDA on Tuesday informed vaccine developers that they would have to follow these new, stricter guidelines if they plan on receiving emergency authorization. The White House Budget Office approved the rules in an abrupt reversal one day after the New York Times reported that White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows had been holding them up for weeks. The standards require vaccine developers to monitor at least half of the participants in clinical trials for at least 2 months after their final dose of the vaccine or placebo before even applying for emergency authorization. That makes it virtually impossible for any vaccine to be approved by Election Day, as Trump wants. So what did Trump do? Well, he took to Twitter again, tweeting, "New FDA rules make it more difficult for them to speed up vaccines for approval before Election Day. Just another political hit job." Oh, please. And finally, 2020, just end already. Legendary rock guitarist Eddie Van Halen lost a long battle with cancer. He was 65. Van Halen was a guitar innovator whose band Van Halen ruled rock radio and the music charts in the 70s and 80s. Also lost on Tuesday,
gone are the dark clouds that had me blind.
Johnny Nash, best known for his 1972 hit I Can See Clearly Now, he died at the age of 80. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and The Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com. Please click on that donate button.